This is episode 15 of WorshipCast from Lifeway Worship Music Group for June 2007. Visit us on the web at lifeway.com/worshipmusic. Welcome back to another episode of WorshipCast from Lifeway Worship Music Group, the monthly podcast that gives you the chance to hear firsthand from the people responsible for all of our products, events, and services, and get a sneak peek at all the things they're doing to assist you in your music ministry. My name is Scott Rice, internet producer for Lifeway Worship Music Group, and as always, it's my privilege to be your host each month. Now today we're going to continue our preview of Christmas 2007 by taking a look at the new Christmas worship musical Imagine from co-creators Reggie Stone and J. Daniel Smith. I recently sat down with Reggie and song developer Bruce Cockcroft for a preview of some of this great music and to discuss the concept and ideas behind this unconventional Christmas musical.
I had read a book by John Grisham called Skipping Christmas. And actually, I was reading it for the second time. And this thought of, you know, what would it be like if there were no Christmas, period? Not just skipping Christmas, but what if there was no Christmas? Just kind of came to mind. And I sat down at the piano, just kind of, you know, had a couple of lines and called a friend of mine, Jeff Ferguson. And we wrote the song a couple days later, and I called Bruce and played it for him over the phone and asked him what he thought about it, and he liked it, and that sort of set the foundation for the rest of the book.
Imagine a world without Christmas, a place without holiday cheer, where we never find the most wonderful time of the year.
Now, it's kind of subtitled A Christmas Worship Experience. What exactly does that mean, and how does that tie in with the rest of the musical?
Well, one thing that Bruce, you know, had talked with me about and was this not being, and it was my desire too, for this not to be your typical Christmas cantata, but that it would be an experience that churches could use. You can use individual songs out of this, or use this entire book as a worship experience by incorporating worship songs, some popular songs from Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman and David Crowder Band, and that type, to be a little bit more modern, I guess, in style.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you hit the nail on the head. I just, you know, we knew for sure that, I mean, in the global scale of things, as a publisher, you try to kind of offer different things. And since we usually have more than one Christmas product to offer, we wanted this to be set apart from maybe some of the other things as well. And so we knew that we wanted it to be a musical with a thread running through it conceptually. But we also knew that we wanted it to be accessible for different size ministries, you know, and not just for a big, large church ministry. And contemporary in nature, and something that you could, you know, use as a resource and not just for one year, but something you could pull out and do individual songs from as well. So
you've mentioned that it's a musical, but it's a little bit different, I suppose, in that it's not maybe your typical Christmas musical like you would expect. Tell us a little bit about some of the performance aspects of it. Is there drama involved, narrations? What's involved there?
There certainly, when I say musical, a lot of people may think of, you know, kids in bathrobes and things like that. Now, it really isn't that. It is more of a worship service-oriented right. kind of a thing, even though it does have a central theme of the Imagine thing running through it. And Reggie, you may want to speak to that concept a little bit.
Well, there again, you know, I think some churches, depending on their size, want to have a manger, you know, scene, and maybe the shepherds coming down or whatever, and that still can be incorporated. You can take, you know, any collection like this and offer that, sure. But we didn't specifically, you know, draw up that whole plan. I guess that one of the issues about the narration is, to me, is sometimes in a cantata, it sounds like this, and God said, let there be light, you know, and it's this very stoic sort of a way that we have the narrators, you know, even speak on the CD. And this is a very heartfelt, you know, modern sort of thing that these narrators sound like. And it's meant to feel real and to feel like a true experience.
Yeah. So. And they're posing questions as well, like imagine what it would have been like to this character in the Christmas story. Imagine what they, you know, must have felt and things like that. And of course, the songs kind of address certain aspects of that as well. So.
Mike Harlan wrote the narrations to this book and to this collection, and I just think he captured what we were trying to say in such a powerful way. It's not like that someone just, you know, wrote a few thoughts down and just to have an entrance or an introduction to a song, but it really is thought-provoking. The way, I mean, like I've been flipping through as we've been talking, and you know, like before, a song called "Cry in the Dark."
Just imagine young Mary on her way to the manger. This ordinary girl, chosen by God to bear His Son, now moments away from giving birth. And Joseph, a simple carpenter, about to become the earthly father of the Maker and Lord over all the earth. The moments grew tense as the time drew near. And then at the precise moment ordained before time began, a baby's cry pierced the silence of the world. A little baby destined to be the savior of mankind.
It sounds like the narration sort of ties everything in together
totally.
Nicely,
yeah.
too, and that it's
totally.
Not just random songs or random thoughts, that there is definitely a thematic theme or thread going through.
I think for me, what Mike's narratives did was to take a lot of the human elements of Christmas and the story of Christmas
yes.
and kind of really describe them. I mean, a lot of times when you hear narratives, you know, they just repeat a line of the lyric or something like that.
That's right. Yeah.
And this, it's a lot more challenging to be creative with your narrations in such a way that it does describe what you're going into for that next song, but it does it in such a creative way that it doesn't spill the whole thing. It's like conceptually it gets you there, but then it actually really enhances or prepares you for the actual thing that's fixing to happen. But it is definitely more of a contemporary setting, when we say that, it's not necessarily all the music is edgy or it's stylistically edgy.
No.
It's very there are inspirational moments as well as the contemporary flavor of the worship songs and some really wonderful ballads as well.
Well, let's talk about the music a little bit. Now, some of the songs included in this are not necessarily, we would think of them as Christmas songs, for example. Do you think this musical could be used any time of the year, or is it strictly a Christmas musical?
Well, some of the songs, specifically like Imagine a World Without Christmas, would obviously be more of a Christmas thing, but there literally are enough songs in this. I'm just kind of thumbing through the book, so pardon the paper rattling, but, you know, Made to Worship is... songs that many of us are already singing, you know, have been singing.
Remember, you and I were made to worship. You and I were called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. You and I in grace surrender. You and I choose to believe. You and I will see that we were meant to be.
Several of these that could be put together and take out some of the Christmas elements and have an evening of a 20 to 25 minute, you know, worship experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like there's a great variety of songs in this as well.
Yes.
Lots of different styles.
And it's very accessible. Bruce Brock mentioned that a few minutes ago, and I think that's important to know. This is something that your choir, it's arranged and orchestrated by J. Daniel Smith, and he did a fabulous job to make this work accessible to a smaller choir or medium or large choir. And regardless if you have 12 people or 15, 20 people, you still will sound good on this presentation.
I lead worship at a small church of, I say it's small. It may not be small in as far as average churches in America. I mean, we run like 225 or something like that in Sunday school. My choir is about 20 to 25 on any given Sunday. And we're planning on doing this. And having a great time at it, So, I mean, I think it's something that is definitely doable, by
absolutely
by the smaller churches.
Now, we've mentioned some of the song titles already, but are there any favorites that either of you have that you'd like to point out or share with us?
Wow, it's like there's, I kind of get working on projects all the time. You kind of get spoiled because you get kind of the opportunity to be around, a lot of great songs. But I got to be honest with you, I have to be honest and say that I really like every single song in this thing. Now, I realize I run the risk of people not believing me when I say that, but I think if I had to pick one, I would say either Glorious, or probably Glory in the Highest. It's just both just real moments that the songs just kind of build, and especially those two, they kind of stick out.
Glory in the highest, glory in the highest, glory in the highest.
I would say the same. And I for sure am not going to pick one of mine as my favorite.
But, I should have done that for you, shouldn't I?
Yeah, Bruce, I thought that Bruce would have done it. No. But Glorious, truly, it's about three quarters of the way through this musical, Chris Tomlin and Jesse Reeves. And it's a simple song, but it just continues to build and build and build. And it truly is a moment in this music.
We would be remiss if we didn't, remind folks that this, even though it is more of a worship service oriented kind of a concept, that there are opportunities that the concept was developed, and Reggie and Dan put this together in such a way that you can, you can have little tableaus going on sides of your stage or whatever, wherever you're able to stage things.
Absolutely.
As far as the basic elements of the Christmas story with Mary and Joseph, and with the wise men, any of those elements can be incorporated either through tableaus or through setting them up as the music is happening.
So lots of flexible presentation options.
Yeah, I think so.
Now I understand there is a DVD product that goes along with this. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the things that are included on that, and how you could use that to enhance your presentation of this musical.
I can't say a whole lot about it because I don't want to spoil the whole thing, because there's really a kind of a little thread that runs through the DVD conceptually that, and I'll just say this, that there is live video footage of a little girl in front of a nativity set, a nativity scene with figurines, nativity figurines with the animals and Mary and Joseph and things like that, and that kind of pops in and out of the DVD. But Along with that, the DVD product itself is an accompaniment product. It's designed in such a way that you can the track is on there. If you want to just use like a split track, there's a split track mix available on the DVD where you start the program and pause it at various times just like you would a regular audio split track, but it has visual elements that are timed with the track, and it just rolls across. You know, some of it's black screen, but there are other scenes that are in the elements of corporate worship. When you get to certain songs, the lyrics will come up on the video to where the congregation can join in. Not only is there a split track mix on there, but for those churches that want to perform this with a live orchestra, and the orchestration is of course available in printed format. But there's also a click track mix on there, where there's a click track and count offs for each song for the conductor to hear in his little headset, in his mix, and then a set of guide vocals, I think less the solos, but just to where the conductor can keep track of the tempos and things like that. So there are those two mixes offered, whichever way you want to present the musical, which is a great flexible tool.
So not only do you have the narrations and the drama to sort of help enhance your musical, you also have visual enhancements available with the DVD as well.
Yes.
And there's also an opportunity that he built in. We discussed this, building in an opportunity if a church should choose prior to the finale where a narrator or the worship leader or a pastor can come up. And we've written out, he wrote out a narration. It's really an opportunity for people that are there to receive Christ. And it's just a wonderful narrative that is written and an opportunity to present that to people.
Yeah. And that's another thing that we need to emphasize is that there is a strong evangelical thread in this thing. And so it's a great, great community outreach tool.
Absolutely.
You know, for people to come, not only will they be pleased, you know, aesthetically with what they'll hear musically, but also, you know, the basic message of the gospel is right there, to present in such a way that's not offensive, but yet directed to the point and scriptural in its approach. So.
You can find out more about Imagine by visiting our website at lifeway.com/worshipmusic, contacting one of our music sales representatives at 1-800-436-3869, or by contacting your favorite music distributor. Be sure to order your CD promo pack today to immerse yourself in the joy and glory of this worship experience. Develop with the worship leader and team in mind, Spin 360 provides the best current worship songs along with the tools you need to perform them. With each volume of Spin 360, you'll receive a songbook and a double CD featuring the best modern worship songs. Songs such as King of Glory.
King of Glory.
My Savior, My God. The songbook contains lyrics, sheet music, chord charts, and a newsletter filled with great information for musicians, while the double CD contains accompaniment tracks, PowerPoint and MediaShout presentations, chord charts, and lyric masters. The latest volume, Volume 40, includes original tracks by artists such as Phillips Craig & Dean, Joel Engel, and Paul Baloche, plus Spin 360 versions of music from Chris Tomlin, Hillsong United, and Brandon Heath. So whether you have a complete worship band, a handful of skillful players, or no musicians at all, grab a copy of Spin 360 to get the best in modern worship resources. For more information or to purchase a preview Volume 40 or other past volumes, visit lifeway.com/spin360, contact one of our music sales representatives at 1-800-436-3869, or contact your favorite music distributor. Well, we've come to the end of another episode of Worship Cast from Lifeway Worship Music Group. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at lwmg@lifeway.com. And as always, you can find more information about anything you've heard about in this podcast by visiting our website at lifeway.com/worshipmusic or by contacting one of our music sales representatives at 1-800-436-3869. I'd like to thank Reggie Stone and Bruce Cocroft for stopping by to give us a preview of Imagine. Now, next month, we're going to hear from Jeff Slaughter as we continue our preview of Christmas 2007 with a look at his new children's musical, Finding the Christmas Star. You won't want to miss it, so be sure and subscribe to this podcast at christianpodder.com or by searching for Lifeway Worship Music Group in the iTunes podcast directory. Subscribing is absolutely free, and you'll be sure to receive new episodes automatically as they become available. Now we're going to leave you today with You Are Incredible, a new worship song from Lifeway writers Jeremy Johnson and Paul Marino. Download your free audio file and lead sheet for this song today at lifeway.com/everybodyworship and begin using it in your worship programming right away. Enjoy, and we'll see you next month.
Echo through the universe, you are incredible. Every tribe and every tongue, every nation, every land, we will testify as one. You are incredible. You are the one that we love to brag about, shout it out. Lord, we adore you. You are the one that we gift. Every blessing that we have comes from you and what you did. You are incredible. Every time we get a taste of the mercy you have shown, we are more and more amazed. You are incredible. You are the one that we love to brag about, shout it out. Lord, we adore you. Our one and only passion we adore.